Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network on Twitter at 880 The Biz.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we've got a great show for you today. I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy that you're there. I've got folks, my gosh, on Facebook Live from all over the world. I got Atlanta. I got Europe. I got everywhere. So we're going to have a great show today. We're going to talk about crowdfunding in real estate, IHT, or a new group out of Jacksonville. Actually, they've been around a long time, but they're bringing their expertise to you. So we'll have our crowdfunding guys from IHT on. I've already got crowdfunding folks looking on Facebook Live, so I know I'm going to get critiqued, maybe even a phone call. And then I'm also going to have Tim Becker from the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. We're going to talk about, well, the upcoming Trends and Strategies Conference, as well as what they've seen in their emerging trends studies for the last couple of months. Now, what we're going to do first is we're going to toss it to Wanda. We're going to have a great time. Then we're going to come back real fast and get it rolling. Wanda, give it to me, babe. Part of this song. Hey, anyway, listen, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to... I love this movie. I love this movie.
Keep going.
I'm working it. Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. I'm singing the song in my head. That's why I'm losing my place. Well, you can... I'm going to start again. You got me on the song, Wanda. I love the song. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Bring it up, Wanda. It's kind of hard.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, do you need capital for your commercial or residential real estate transaction? That's a fancy way to say, hey, if you need a loan, I can help you. That's right. We've turned the corner on the new year, but I'm still here and I can help you get a mortgage for your home. I can help you get a mortgage for your business property. It doesn't matter. Hey, if you're looking to get a traditional bank loan, I'm not your guy, but if it starts out with, I've got a special situation, call me, you know, because I can help you. We've got private lenders. We've got high net worth individuals that are looking to put your deal together. You can call me today and get your money in a couple of days. And We've been at it for a number of years. We're one of the oldest private lenders in Florida. So we'll do home loans, condo loans, commercial loans. It's a private loan. That means we're flexible. We can do what you need to have done. Oh, Heather said hello. I say hello back to Heather. And the other thing I say is give me a call, Jim Fried at 305-773-6300. And you go, Jim, does anybody listen to this? Yes. Last week I got a call, and yesterday I went out touring with a person that owns a whole bunch of properties, all cash. That's my favorite person. Why? Because I can give them leverage. So give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Need a foreign national loan? Call me. Like I said, if it starts out with, I've got a special situation, then I've got a solution for you. And remember, when you call me at, and I'm going to, it's my favorite part, 305-773-6300. And for the Jets fans, I'll go slow. That number was 305-773-6300. When you call that number, you call me. And when you call me, it's all about you.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch. Right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back, and we're back with one of my new favorite guests. We're back with Dan Summers. Dan is the CEO of IHT. IHT is the new crowdfunding platform that allows individual investors to participate in big boy deals. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Jim, thanks for the invitation. I appreciate it. A little bit of a drive to get down from Jacksonville, but all the same, it was well worth it.
Well, listen, we're glad to have you. Great to have you. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about what IHT stands for?
Well, having been in this business since 1976, I've realized some of the important cornerstones of the real estate business is integrity, honesty, and transparency. IHT. So we built a company a number of years ago based on those three benchstones: integrity, honesty, and transparency.
So you said you built a firm a number of years ago. What was that firm all about?
Well, originally we built a firm buying multifamily in the Southeast, and we did so in Mobile and Huntsville and Gainesville, et cetera, and did pretty well, actually. We had some partners in Singapore, did well, did all the asset management and construction, et cetera, internally. But then about a year and a half ago, we caught wind of real estate crowdfunding, and that got our attention.
So what piqued your interest?
Well, a lot of things. What really got our interest was looking at some of the bench stones from real estate crowdfunding. It really started in 2012 with the passing of the Jobs Act, but what got my attention was that real estate crowdfunding raised in 2013, its very first year, $400 million in equity, which is not a lot in our industry. But the next year, it just jumped to $1 billion. That's $1 billion in real estate capital. And then in 2015, it jumped all the way up to $2.57 billion. And it's projected to do up to $150 billion over the next 5 years. So that got my attention.
Yeah, I think that gets just about anybody's attention, Dan. But here's my question. Who are the people that are giving the dollars that are the crowdfunding investors? Where is this money coming from?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's basically the same group of people that have invested for years. However, the cornerstone of crowdfunding is really the marriage between technology and real estate, kind of the odd couple, if you will. So it really took the old real estate investment opportunities and allowed it to be marketed via social marketing, LinkedIn, internet, et cetera. And that really opened up the floodgates. It really got rid of the 80-year ban of marketing securities, real estate securities, to third parties other than your family, friends, people you've done business with in the past. So now we're able to use the internet, the LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, just to go ahead and market our property. So at the bottom line is it's a marriage between technology and real estate. But don't get me wrong, it's still real estate.
And that's what I wanted to focus on, Dan, because if some people will give you the investment, but really it's they're trusting you for your ability to identify properties, your ability to capitalize properties, your ability to lease properties. Tell us a little bit about the background that you have in that and your team that you have in place.
Sure. And it's a great point, Jim. it's still real estate at its bare essence. So no matter what company you elect to invest through or with, make sure that, in fact, the owners of that company have a strong real estate due diligence team. It's still real estate. So you have to have the ability to understand the bricks and the mortar. You have to know the financial end of it. You have to know the bricks and mortar in terms of the renovation of the property and really the underwriting of the financial models. So you have to understand the intricacies of real estate investing and the bricks and mortar, which is key. And marry that together with the technology, and it works wonderfully. Now, in terms of who we're investing with, accredited investors. 506C Reg D allowed the sponsors, like our clients, to offer securities to people who are accredited investors via the social media. What that means, very simply, is that to become an accredited investor and have the SEC approve you as an accredited investor, they look at it as if you have the capacity to lose your investment. What's that mean in dollars and cents and qualifications? What it means is that you had to have made $200,000 last year, $200,000 this year, and anticipated to make $200,000 next year, or have $1 million net worth with the exception of your principal residence. That's what qualifies you as an accredited investor. And that's who we market to, Jim.
Okay, so you market to the accredited investor, but you also mentioned another party that's involved in the transaction. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the people that place properties on your site?
Sure. These are sponsors. Now, a key element to our underwriting is underwriting the actual sponsors. We don't bring any properties to market via our crowdfunding site that we haven't thoroughly investigated the sponsor. So that's part of the due diligence process also. So they will have had to have been in the business, or we know them personally, or know their track record, or their corporate track record, etc. But the investment's only as good as the sponsor. So if someone that's looking to get into the business, we're not really interested. And frankly, Jim, you know, we look at 100 deals a month and maybe pick 4 or 5 at the end of the day to really align our interests with. So underwriting the sponsor is as important, if not more important, than underwriting the financials and the bricks and mortar of the deal itself.
Now, do you focus on any specific geographic area, or do you give people the opportunity to spread their risk and exposure widely?
Well, I'll answer that two different ways. Crowdfunding offers the individual investor to look at a menu of properties and a menu of socioeconomic environments and geography. So you can look at deals in Boise, Idaho, Chicago, Illinois, or Miami, Florida, or St. Augustine, Florida. So you can look at those geographic areas. In addition to, the menu will include different asset class, whether it's fix and flips, whether it's retail, multifamily, office, flex office, etc. So you can indeed look at different asset classifications and geographic locations. So you have the opportunity to invest where you like. In terms of IHT Realty, we originally were in the Florida market, and we've done quite well in the last 18 months in the Florida market, but we find ourselves now expanding out into North Carolina, Wyoming with an assisted living facility. We're looking at Las Vegas with a residential assisted living facility and some affordable housing out in California. So the market's there. The market's driving our decision in terms of growth, et cetera. Crowdfunding can happen anywhere. Our offices just happen to be in Jacksonville, but we can crowdfund deals in Anchorage, Alaska, if you care for us to do that. We just physically go to the asset. So it's a long plane ride of 24 hours up to Anchorage to kick the bricks and mortar, take a look at the asset, and come back and put our stamp of approval or kick it to the curb. And then we underwrite the principal from there.
Now, another question I had was, what type of dollars are people allowed to invest in these deals? We've had people come in and had self-directed IRAs, and they've talked about putting real estate in a self-directed IRA. Would, for instance, this be something somebody could put in either an IRA or a 401k?
It's ideal. Actually, a majority of our investors are through IRA custodians. We've aligned our interests with a number of custodians here in Florida and up in Philadelphia. And frankly, at the end of the day, if you have an IRA that's earning 0.01% in some treasury bond, there's no reason why you should let it languish there. You should align yourself with a custodian, which will allow you, the IRA holder, to become self-directed. You will tell the custodian that I want to take $100,000 or $10,000 and I want to direct it into one of IHT Realty's debt programs or equity programs or whomever. So the IRA is a really untapped opportunity for the crowdfunding industry. But in addition to that, we offer investments for as little as $5,000. I've even done some deals with as little as $1,000. So as long as you're accredited and you have an extra $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000, you can certainly put it right into our program. And our program is really seamless. When you go to our site at ihtrealty.com, you'll see that it's really a seamless program. You can look at, once you register, you can look at all of our offerings. You can get accredited there. You can pledge there. You can fund through our ACH and or your wire, a wire. So it's very seamless, and it's all self-encapsulated.
So it sounds to be a really good way for the individual investor to add some income to, rather some yield to their portfolio, given that we're in a yield-deprived market.
Indeed. The key element to this is access, okay? Crowdfunding allows investors access to a plethora of investment opportunities. There's opportunities as high as 16-18% on equity, and as investments as high as 8-10% on debt. Debt obviously is lower on the risk reward factor, and equity is higher on the risk reward factor. But a good security debt position in the first position, you can get 8-10% and take your IRA or your investment capital and take it out of a savings account or a treasury and put it into this kind of an investment interest-yielding opportunity is more than reason for you to give it some consideration. And once again, you can get in for as little as $5,000.
Now, how do people find you? How do people find out more about your programs? Tell us a little bit about how people can reach you.
Sure. We spend an inordinate amount of time and energy through digital marketing. So we're always on LinkedIn, on our Facebook, on Twitter. We have an enormous database of email addresses, et cetera. But more importantly, vehicles such as this, we get our email address and we get our website out there, which is www.ihtrealty.com. And you can go there, and without even registering, you can still go through the offerings and see what kind of a menu of opportunities we have.
And I want to thank you so much, Dan, for coming and speaking to us today. I'm wondering, can you stick around and do another segment with me?
Tim, I'd love to. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to have some more information that you can use today to not only make your life better, but it sounds to me like make your yield better, too. So stick with us. We've got more Dan Summers and IHT coming up after this. Wanda! Oh, yeah, the dancing queen. That's not me. I'm not the dancing queen. I'm not the dancing king. I'm the dancing dude. Wanda, you're picking out some great stuff today. Who is that band, by the way? I forget.
ABBA.
Oh, yeah, ABBA, the Swedish people that they just made up, that they knew English. They just, like, made it. They don't really know English. They were great. I love ABBA. They were great. When you were in high school and you had those two blonde
ladies. I like their singing.
Their singing's great. It's like all this harmonic stuff and everything. Well, hey, you know what? By the way, hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. So I have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, where they pick you up and take you in your own car, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren, oh, always Warren Henry. Wanda, turn it up and let's dance.
Don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey,
what are you going to do when your loan isn't the standard loan, when it doesn't fit into the just standard box? When you start out by describing it, hey, you know, I got a special situation. Well, what you do is you call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Call me because I can help you. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got some clients that are from overseas, Russia, Colombia, Venezuela, Argentina. We can finance them all. Give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Unusual product type? Call me. Owner-occupied? Yamame. 305-773-6300. As long as the property is residential but still owned by an LLC, I can get you a loan. If you got a commercial need, I can help you too. Need some sophisticated capital? I got that too. So give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. We're one of Florida's oldest private lenders. We'll do up to $15 million pretty much anywhere in the state of Florida. So give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back with Dan Summers. He's a CEO of IHT. That's the crowdfunding source up in Jacksonville. But, Dan, you tell me you do deals all across the country. Where do I have to live to be able to invest in one of your deals?
Well, believe it or not, we have investors in Israel, Belize, Singapore, UK.
Is this off the internet?
Word of mouth off the internet. Yeah, believe it or not, people do get to our website in the UK. We have a lot of track record in the UK. We have a large track record in Singapore and Asia, business we've done historically. So word of mouth, our website, a lot of marketing, etc., and certainly LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a global opportunity to market your wares.
Now, if I owned a piece of real estate and I wanted to either raise debt or equity, what would be the process?
Well, first of all, Jim, you reach out to us, obviously, and we'll have an hour and a half conversation on the phone to make sure, in fact, at 50,000 feet, you're suitable for our program, which means you've got to have the track record, the experience. Preferably, we know you, or we know of you, or we have some commonality between your company and my company. So, having been in the business since 1976, I know most of the players out there. But be that as it may, you'd reach out to us via telephone or website or what have you, or email, and we'd reach right back out to you, and we'd start the conversation.
What sectors are you currently working on transactions? You've got residential, single family, rent, fix and flip, I think you call it?
Yeah, we have some fix and flip, but we find we're getting a lot of traction with kind of the under the radar opportunities, which I love.
Sure.
The assisted living and the affordable housing platforms have one thing in common. The common denominator is seniors, aging. Assisted living, obviously, is directly related, but the affordable housing also is in fact related to the aging, the older folks. When they sell their last residence, an opportunity to either rent and or buy a very inexpensive mobile home. So the common denominator is the retirement, the baby boomers, if you will, selling their big houses and moving into either mobile homes or some kind of assisted living facility. So we're getting a lot of traction there as far as sponsors are concerned.
Now tell me about the profile of your sponsor. Experience years, experience in product type, financial strength? How do you underwrite them?
Yeah, it's important. We obviously look at their background, their track record, run our background checks and so on. They've got to have some track record, some traction within that specific industry itself. So Nicky, new guy that wants to come in and buy some houses and fix and flip because he's got a, you know, a hammer and a pickup truck, is really not our client. When we bring a opportunity to market, we have done our homework. We've underwritten the sponsor, make sure he's been around a while. We talked to some references, kicked the bricks and mortar. I want to see what he's done. I want to see his track record. We're responsible. Consequently, you know, we put our stamp of approval on it. It means we've done our homework.
Well, that sounds great. So this sounds like an excellent way for somebody to get an increase in their income from a fixed income standpoint with a way to risk adjust it.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got debt programs and you've got equity platforms. The debt is the least risk position, obviously commensurate with the yield. So you'll find an 8 to 10% yield paid in advance quarterly. So it's a steady income, which is a, you know, 12 to 36 month income platform. And then you step up the risk profile a little bit and do some equity. So all of my deals have a preferred equity position. So you'll get your 8 or 10 or 12% first, before there's any distributions to the sponsor and or his partners. So you're going to participate in a cash flow that's higher than the debt cash flow. You're going to have some upside participation or some accrued or deferred yield. So at the end of the day, my benchmark for bringing equity deals to the program is a 15% internal rate of return. So I'll never bring a deal to the plate that's a value-add opportunity without at least a 15% internal rate of return. And then the debt, once again, it's a first lien position, so it's an 8 to 10% position more often than not, but very secure.
So then what it sounds to me like, Dan, is that the accredited investor, and that's defined by FINRA and some other folks, but an accredited investor can get some great ability to get yield and get in diversification of asset class too, and get it all with your experience and your team's experience. How many years of experience do you and your team have?
Well, like I said, I've been in this since 1976, and I've been a principal since 1986. In fact, I started one company back in 1990 myself and my wife. And 10 years later, I had 147 full-time employees and took it public, right? Did an IPO in 1999. So we've been there, we've done it, we've seen most everything there is. There's very few surprises in this industry we haven't realized. So we've got it down to a science.
And what do you consider the people that invest in your programs? Because in the past, some of these transactions that you're talking about have been funded in what I would call a friends and family format, or, you know, a syndication, a closely held syndication. It sounds like to me what you're offering both parties, the investor and the property project sponsor, to create a relationship. So I would call it sort of online syndication.
It is exactly that. Prior to this Jobs Act, you had to be part of the big boys club. And it's when sponsors did private placement memorandums called PPMs and filed it with the SEC. It cost $10,000, $20,000, 6 to 9 months out of their life. And they can only raise money with their friends, family, people they've done business with in the past. You know, past they had at the cathedral, the synagogue, what have you. Today, it's not like that. Today, we have tremendous access to investors. A sponsor would have access to 100 investors before. It would cost them $20,000 before they roll an opportunity out on the street. Today, they've got access to tens and tens of thousands of investors with each and every deal. So obviously, that increases their capacity to do volume. So before, they might do 2-3 deals a year. Now they'll do 2-3 deals a month. So it gives access for sponsors, and it gives access for investors.
It sounds like it also gives diversification, which is one of the most important things to get in a real estate investment.
It is indeed. We tend to bring a menu to the market. So if your appetite is something small and get in and out, or you might be interested in one of our little fix and flips, a 90, 120, 180 day deal, get in and get out. Or, you know, a 2 to 5 year debt program. So it depends on your aversion to risk and how long you want to park your money. A lot of the self-directed IRAs do not want to park their money for 90 days. They want to park it for 2-3 years rather than go through the expense of redeploying it time and time again. So we tend to profile our deals with the whole menu of prospective investors out there.
So then, Dan, we're going to have to wrap it up here, but I hope you'll come back. Can we get you back on the show again in the future?
Yeah, Jim, I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much for your time.
It's my pleasure. Why don't we do this? I want to wrap up by giving people a little bit of a tidbit. What's an accredited investor and a little short thing, and then how those people can get a hold of you?
Sure. Accredited investor is someone that's made $200,000 at least net revenue last year, this year, and anticipated next year, or $1 million net worth without their primary residence. You can reach out to us at our website at www.ihtrealty.com. You can contact me one of two ways. My telephone number is 904-501-7693, and my email address is dsummers at ihtrealty.com.
Great. One more time on the phone number, because people were grabbing their pencils.
Absolutely. 904-501-7693.
Dan, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I want to thank you for bringing this great investment vehicle that people can now, the democratization of real estate is what we got here. So high five to you, high five to the government for putting this opportunity together. And I hope that folks around that are listening to us will give you a call and try to get an investment thing going with you. I think it's a really super opportunity and it's a really cool way to do it.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate the opportunity.
It's my pleasure. We'll be back after this with more information you can use today. We're going to be up with Tim Becker. He's the head of the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. He's the director. We're going to talk about real estate across the state of Florida. Back after this. Wanda, take it away. Oh, Wanda, that's bringing it. All right.
Come on.
All right. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. I always got good vibrations when I'm with my boys at Warren Henry. Hey, that's right. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they are all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. That's right, 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Rock it, Wanda!
Come on, come on. Feel it, feel it. Feel the vibration.
Friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, do you need cash? I've got it. I've got the access to the cash that you need to complete your transaction in the real estate world, either commercial or residential. Hey, maybe you need a private loan to buy that commercial real estate that you're looking for. You got to close quick. Hey, if your request starts with, oh, I've got a special situation, then I've got a solution for you. You give me a call at 305-773-6300. I've closed billions of dollars worth of real estate, and I'm going to bring that to you. That's right. Hey, maybe you're a realtor and you're trying to close that loan on the apartment, condo, or home that somebody's trying to buy, and you need to make that commission, and the bank just told them no. What are you going to do? You're going to call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Why? Because that's a special situation. You know, we can bank all the foreign nationals. That's right, Russia, Brazil,
Argentina, Venezuela. Guys, I said, Venezuela. I go, yeah. He goes, wow, I'm bringing you a deal. And he brought me the deal. That's right. Maybe you're an investor and you've got a whole bunch of properties that you own all cash and you want to buy some more. Hey, call me and I'll give you leverage on those properties and I'll help you go buy the others. So give me a call if you're looking to solve your real estate question with cash. Oh, I love the way that just came out. That's right. Give me a call. Jim Fried at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
In Miami-Dade, an earlier crash on I-95 northbound at the Dolphin is still causing delays from 2nd Street. In Broward County, we have a crash on I-95 northbound after Sunrise Boulevard that's been moved to the left shoulder. And we also got a broken down car on the Sawgrass northbound after 441 that has two of your right lanes blocked. This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. I'm Martha Lopez, and that's your South Florida traffic.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. Hey, we're on right now. We've got Tim Becker. He's the director of the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. He's my favorite nuclear power engineer. You know, there's a great show on Nova about nuclear power yesterday, Tim.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You got to look that up. It was awesome. They talked about the first reactor, the one that they did out in Utah. They talked about the reactor two. They showed Bill Clinton shutting it all down. And then they showed why they're starting it up with all the smart new millennials, because they can make it clean power with no greenhouse gases. But that's not what we're here to talk about today.
No, it's not.
So, Tim, tell me, I want to talk about a couple things. I know that we've got a big conference you guys are throwing. I know I'm going to be there. I'm the sponsorship chairman, for crying out loud. But let's first talk a little bit about what you're seeing around the state in commercial real estate. I know you poll all the experts once a quarter. Tell me how the pulse of the real estate industry is about the state of Florida right now.
Well, Jim, what's interesting is we're polling at this very moment for the fourth quarter, so I'm interested to see what the results of that are going to be. It's our first poll after the elections, and it'll be interesting to see what people think are going to happen going forward. But I have to say, the real estate markets in Florida are strong, and people think that they're going to continue to be that way.
Well, see, we live in South Florida, where we see lots of cranes, lots of traffic, lots of high-rises, less sky, more building, and it's really looking like it's crazy white hot. How is it in the rest of the state?
It's crazy white hot in the rest of the state. Perhaps not as hot as in Miami, but certainly in Tampa and Orlando, things are going extremely well. I'm sure you know that we continue to break records in tourism for the state. And a large portion of that tourism goes to Orlando, and so they're benefiting tremendously from a very strong hospitality market, a very strong job market. UCF is doing tremendous things down there, and so they're bringing a lot of housing and a lot of good jobs to Orlando. So that's going very well. And Tampa is doing the same thing. It's really picked up tremendously over the past couple quarters in Tampa, a very strong market.
Well, one of our listeners on Facebook Live asked me to ask you what you think is going to happen in the real estate market with the new incoming administration. I know you said your survey's still out, but what are your phone calls telling you? I know you talk to everybody.
Yeah, we do talk to a lot of people, and I think people remain optimistic. Obviously, there's a little bit of uncertainty. There's some tax issues that are going to come up, and I think that how Congress and the new president handles those tax issues are going to be important to the business. But I think everyone thinks that less regulation is better for business, and when business is better, real estate is better.
Oh, I agree with you on that. Now, Tim, I know that you've got an event coming up in Orlando at the end of February. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that? And that's a softball, because I know all about it already. I'm going.
You do.
I'm going.
And you're our main guy.
Oh, I love you, man. Thank you.
February 23rd and 24th at the Hyatt Regency Orlando. You can join 500 of the top real estate practitioners in the state and around the Southeast. To hear some great speakers. We have Jeff Hines, the CEO of Hines, one of the largest developers in the world, coming to speak to us and tell us what's going on. Our Hall of Famer this year is Peter Rummel, who used to head Disney Imagineering and was the brainchild behind Celebration, head of the St. Joe Company, Most recently, the worldwide chairman of the Urban Land Institute.
Woo.
Terrific individual.
Cannot wait to meet him.
Yeah, just terrific. Chris McGibbons, who's the head of real estate for TIAA, one of the largest owners of real estate in the world. So a spectacular lineup of people coming, and we hope that your listeners will join us. Nikki, you know, our assistant director, would kill me if I didn't say hotel space is running out, and you have until January 18th to make your reservation.
You know,
you're out of luck.
I made my reservation, but the young person from UF emailed me and said I didn't, so I sent my confirmation number. Made me want to check those lists a little, Tim. But anyway, I'm really excited. I go every year. It's an awesome event. We do a remote from there. I have met some of the most fabulous people, and I have reconnected. You see, that's it. I've reconnected with so many wonderful people, and I got to tell you that University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies Network, I'm going to just say it, is money in the bank. Now, Tim, if somebody wants to go and get involved and go to the University of Florida and study real estate, how do they do that?
The easiest way is to go to realestate.ufl.edu and check all the information out there. My contact information is up there. I would suggest anyone give me a call. I'd be happy to talk to them and tell them all the wonderful things that we do for the students and the wonderful board members like you, Jim, that we have that help out.
Oh, listen, it's absolutely my pleasure. The number one thing that I enjoy doing is mentoring people and paying it forward. And the people that come out of the University of Florida are terrific. And I'll tell you, there's a whole bunch of international students that are there. People, if they want to get somebody that speaks Chinese and knows how to do real estate, they're at UF. You know, I know that we've got people from China because I've met them.
We've got people from China, Korea, France, Brazil, India. We get them from all over, and we're excited about how smart they are and how much they want to stay here and help Florida real estate.
What are some of the companies that have hired some of the students?
All the big companies right now: Wells Fargo, Prudential, Duff and Phelps,
Cushman,
Ernst & Young, you name it. All the big boys hire our folks every year, and we do have students who are currently in the job market. And so if your listeners have jobs available, give us a call because we have fantastic students that will help fill their needs.
Well, you know, I always help make matches, and I'm really excited. We're going to have Luke and some of his friends come down and go to the CCIM event next week. I'm going to see them there. So you have a good relationship with CCIM up there at UF, don't you?
We do. We're one of the very first partners with CCIM on their university program. So our students get 3/4 of the courses that they need towards their CCIM designation. All they have to do is go out and work and get their deal flow up so that they can turn in their portfolio.
No, they got to call. They call me and I'll get them their deal flow.
And as you know, Jim, I'm a CCIM, so I'm always pushing CCIM and the power of that network.
It's a fabulous network. They're one of the sponsors on the show. They've got a fabulous conference that's going to be coming up next week. Britt Rosen and the rest of the guys over there do an amazing job, Frank and Steve. But anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. So, Tim, if people want to register for the event, what do you call it again? The Trends and Strategies Conference? I can get it.
Trends and Strategies Conference. That's correct.
How do they register, Tim?
realestate.ufl.edu. And you can get there. It's $399, and we have hotels until January 18th. Get them now. They're going quick.
Yeah, and
sold out.
I want to tell a quick story is that it's the Kelly Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Kelly gave me my first job in real estate. He's one of the most amazing people, very philanthropic-oriented, very open guy. You can go up and talk to him all the time. We're so blessed to have him as the leader of our team there. And Nathan's no slouch, the Nathan Collier's program. You know, our sponsors are people that have given us foundation money to build this program, and we're just getting started, have been just amazing, and I'm so proud to be a part of the whole thing.
We couldn't do it without you, Jim, and we really appreciate all you do for us and your wonderful show. Help us spread the message.
Hey, listen, it's my pleasure. I'll see you up there in a couple of weeks. Give a high five to Nikki and the rest of the team and tell the kids that I'll be up there to quiz them and help them get jobs. If they need me before then, just email me, Tim. Thank you so much. Tim Becker, director of the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. What's the email one last time, Tim?
realestate.ufl.edu.
That's my man. Wanda, take it away. I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to talk about what's going on with Vivian. You're going to want to stick with us because there's a movement in the process. Let's rock it, Wanda.
My heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh, ooh,
I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh, ooh,
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh, ooh.
And the big black car said, look this way. He said, hey, that day, will you marry me?
Ooh, ooh,
ooh. Uh-huh, ooh, uh-huh. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And since we were talking to the guys in Gainesville, they got the Audi dealer opening up in Gainesville. Hey, you know what? The Warren Henry Advantage, that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, rig cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Hey, Rob, what's going on?
So I sent it to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh, ooh.
Now I won't come back cause it's all so happy and now I got a hole for the world to see.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, Wanda. Well, Wanda, we'll run one right after this, okay? So what are you going to do when you need a loan and the loan doesn't fit into the square box? You're going to call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300, because when it doesn't fit into the square box, by definition, it's a special situation. And if you've got a special situation, I got a special solution. It's called... Hey, Wanda, we got a high five on the tunes right there. Thanks, Rob. Hey, all right, Wanda says high five back, Rob. So, hey, but listen, if you need a loan, you call me. You got a foreign buyer that's your client? Call me. I can get all the countries financed. I know how to do it. It's like driving a little like hair through the eye of the needle, but we know how to do it. We've been doing it for years. We're also one of Florida's oldest private lenders. We'll do a private loan up to $15 million pretty much anywhere in the state. You go, who needs that? Hey, maybe it's somebody that's got... Oh, five or six houses that they rent or a couple of condos that they own that they rent and they're all owned free and clear and they want to free up some cash to take advantage of what they think is a buying opportunity. What should that person do? That person should call 305-773-6300. Why? Because they're going to get me. And when you get me, this is what you get. That's right. And when you call me at 305-773-6300 for your residential or commercial mortgage... When you call me, it's all about you.
Hi, this is Dan Summers, CEO of IHT Realty Crowdfunding out of Jacksonville, Florida. What's crowdfunding? Crowdfunding is the marriage of real estate and technology. It's like the odd couple, old-fashioned real estate expertise together with technology, bringing you opportunities via social media. Look at LinkedIn, look to Facebook, look at the internet. You have now have opportunities for the first time in history to invest individually into the big boys club, opportunities in fix and flips, opportunities in affordable housing, multifamily, retail, and so on, are offered to you with as little as $5,000 down. Take a look at our website, www.ihtrealty.com, or call me directly, Dan Summers, 904-501-7693, 904-501-7693. Thank you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're here in the fourth quarter of the show, and I know a lot of people on Facebook have been asking, what do we think about what's going to happen in the presidential election, what impact that's going to have on real estate, and of course, that's going to be location-specific, project-specific, and where you are in time at that particular moment. So what I think you do is you just continue to take a conservative approach towards real estate. You have a relatively low level of leverage, so that if there's a problem, you can handle it. We will see a little bit of an increase in real estate interest rates, but you got to realize that internationally, the international markets can't sustain in the face of a large increase in global interest rates. So I think you'll see pressure to keep them a little bit lower and things will be okay. I want to bring everybody up to date on Vivian. As you know, everybody listening to the show follows us, follows Vivian. Vivian, my wife, needs a kidney transplant. She continues to remain positive, a glowing force of goodness and positive energy in the world. And Vivian, it's now starting this week, will begin her fourth year on dialysis. So you imagine putting a 13-inch steel spike into your arm every day. That's what my poor little girl goes through. But she is a trooper. I mean, for crying out loud, she has to live with me, for goodness sakes. Well, we had Project Renewal down here last month, and we went and did four events, shook the branches, couldn't get anybody that was willing to volunteer and donate a kidney. But what we're going to do now is we're going to head on up to New York Presbyterian Hospital, where Project Renewal is based. They do a whole bunch more up there, and we're going to get us a kidney. We're going to go up there. I'm going to have to fly Vivian private because she's not able to fly commercial due to a lot of scheduling issues and other things that will have to remain personal. But the bottom line is that that woman continues to radiate. Go look her up on Facebook, Vivian Fried. She is amazing. She keeps me going. I can't believe how much it takes to keep me going. So she is the one. She is the girl. If you want any information, you email r1125@renewal.org. You can get all the information you want. You can check us out on social media. Go to #ShowVivLove. I'm really good at this social media stuff. I spent $1,000 over the holidays on Facebook ads. I originated 10 leads. None of them closed. Yeah, that's right. I see Wanda making the face. Wanda knows what I've been going through. Wanda knows Vivian. Wanda knows what a beautiful human being Vivian is. And that's right. So when we get Vivian a kidney, she's going to touch the sky and climb mountains. She is a fighter. She is a superstar. She is an amazing person. And gosh darn it, she's my wife. And I am so proud. So if you want to know whose idea this radio show was, it was hers. If you want to know how I come up with a lot of the guests and sponsorships, it's her. If you want to know who's behind me, it's her. So please, help me out if you can. If you want any information, email r1125@renewal.org or just go on social media to #ShowVivLove because that's what I do every day. And I want you to know something. Yesterday at 7:30 in the morning, my friend Joey called me just to let me know that we're not alone, that he's out there rooting for us. And if I ever need him, he's there. And who else calls me? Guys like Matt. And all out, Matt. Matt Gold, my lover boy, who was on the show with me for so long here. Matt, my man. Other people. My friend George is just the best to back us up. I want to give a whole lot of love out to George. Mike. Oh, what an amazing dude. Mike called her a fighter on his Facebook page, and it lit her up like a Roman candle. So I'm telling you, go to #ShowVivLove. Go to r1125@renewal.org. Show Viv love. Show the world you care. Show us that Vivian will remain alive to continue to bring beautiful, positive energy to the world. And with that, I say, Wanda, rock us!
Talks.
If you have an unpaid debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to